Hello.
Yes, hello. This is Ivan calling from Local Splash. How are you doing, Chester?
Good.
So the reason I'm calling is just simply to give you a quick update on the Google Verify campaign. I'm not sure if you got maybe a couple minutes available.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Awesome. So as you know, we've been definitely working pretty hard to get the Google Verify program up. So I do thank you for helping me out on that. You had a big part in that as well, right? So right now I have confirmed with my team that the Google Verified campaign is ready. They did a little test run. I believe there was just two notifications, which again, right, we understand that maybe nothing occurred out of them, right?
Okay.
So I'll have my team review those just to make sure, of course, that let's say there's no charges to them, okay? So they'll review them absolutely. Now, I do see that the Google Verified campaign, again, it is ready to begin. Now, I'm not sure if you received the email that was letting you know about the actual activation.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So it looks like it's ready to start tomorrow, right? So that would be basically the beginning, okay? Now, there is a charge for the actual Google Verify campaign. I believe it's at $351. Let me double check here. That's $351, I'm sorry. Give me one sec. Okay, yes. So I do see that that will be charged tomorrow in order to start the actual Google Verify campaign, okay? Now, something that I went ahead and checked were the actual service areas, because I know basically we've been having this issue since, you know, way before you canceled the first time and went to Town Square, right? And it looks like it's still continuing, right?
Yeah, with the calls coming from places I don't go.
Yes. No, that's definitely understandable, right? So keep taking a look at all the information, including the Google Business Profile, the service areas that we have. And we're mainly focused on just two, which is Georgetown, and Lexington, right? So those would be the only two service areas that we're promoting you in. Now, how far were the other areas, if I may ask? Were they, let's say, out of state?
Some of the ones I've been getting, calls I've been getting?
Yes, the ones that are out of the, let's say, not from your area.
I was going to start writing down over the weekend, but I had several come in Saturday. I can't begin to tell you where they was coming from, but one was Corbin. One I want to say was Minnesota. I should have wrote some of them down, but I did not.
Okay. But yeah, because again, right, the reason is that we're only promoting in those areas, and I can't find anything else that, let's say, we started, right, or that we're working on, that would give the, let's say, the customers ideas that you're working other than basically other areas that are out of your area, right? So I do want to see if maybe they were just maybe close by when they were searching, right? But it's pretty hard to tell. The reason I say is because, again, right, just simply by the person being on their phone, if they're close to your area or in the area at the time that they're searching you, then they're going to find your information, right? So let's say they're in your area driving through. They start searching. Your area comes up, but in reality, their destination or home is somewhere else, right? So I do believe that that could be the actual case that's going on. Again, I'm double-checking all the actual service areas. This will include, of course, the Google Verified because it's definitely very important, right? So, again, for your Google Ads, Google Verified, I'm sorry, your whole campaign is just Georgetown and Lexington, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see here because I'm going to make sure that they're all the same. So
Think it's because they're passing through because there's too many.
Yeah, this is an example.
Yeah. I was gonna say if I got one here and there, but no, there's too many calls coming in frequent. You know, for just say somebody's just driving through and start looking my number up, but and I, like I said, I could start recording. You know, writing these down.
Oh yes, if you can, just go right ahead. That way I can maybe search these areas to see if there's another Google Business Profile that we don't know about, for example. Yeah, maybe that could be the case. But again, yeah, I would maybe get that information. It could definitely help, right? Because again, I don't see any other service areas. Even for your Google Verified campaign, we've already made sure that it's only in Georgetown and Lexington. So if you can, just help me out with that. Go ahead and write down these service areas, and then I'll go ahead and see if I can find anything in those areas. That way we could possibly help you remove it, right, if it's a Google Business Profile, for example, in those areas, okay?
Okay. Because right now, if that Google Verified was to, go up live and start working, I mean, right now, I got several calls over the weekend, and you know, a few come in today, which if they come in, starting tomorrow, I'm pretty well booked up for like 2 or 3 days, trying to get caught up on what calls I've got to, to do.
Yeah, there's quite a few calls that were, I believe, today and yesterday, right? Maybe today, It's getting a lot of action today. So, yeah, if you want to say, maybe we can, post the billing for the invoice that includes the Google Verify, the actual activation budget, let's call it, then I could push it a day or two, right? It's something that we can do, of course. So if that's the best thing to do, for example, I can pause them or I could pause it till maybe Friday, for example, right? Or do you have an idea if you even want to pause those or just start them?
But if you don't mind, let's pause it till Friday.
Till Friday? Okay. So yep. I'm going to pause them on Friday. I'll reach out to you on the 26th, which is a day before Thursday. That way we make sure if we need to pause them a little bit longer, because if you don't pause them before the 27th, they get charged automatically, right? So I'm going to be calling you on the 26th, and we'll see how you're doing. And from there, if everything's okay, we'll go ahead and press the charge, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Perfect. And yes, please just take down some more of the cities that are calling from. Again, what I want to do is try to search them and see if I can find maybe any type of information that has to do your business or maybe making the customers believe that you're in those areas, okay?
Perfect.
Okay, perfect. Well, I appreciate your assistance on this. And I will be calling you on the 26th, no later than the 26th. If you need me before then, you can call me or text me.
Yes, sir.
All right, perfect. I appreciate your patience, Jesse. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.